Hi, I'm Draven the Mighty Ferret.
And I'm Forward.
And guests.
Yeah, okay. We have two guests here right now. I'll introduce them later after our newcomer here just introduces.
Go. And my name is Sai. I'm a Charmander.
And my name is Trent.
And I'm Silverfang. You did it already, Trenton. It's okay.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. And one more guest, Zisanna, on.
I'm a guest now? I thought you told me I was going to be on this for like...
You were mainstreaming. You just cut off Zephyr.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what about Zephyr?
Yeah, I guess I got cut, eh? I got confused between everything. I'm sorry.
And welcome to Furry Talk.
Okay, wait. We have two guests here. Okay, we have two guests. They're my friends.
We got a couple numbers in the podcast this week.
Nice to meet you. Say hello.
Hey. Hi.
What's up? All
right.
Hello, guys.
So our first topic, trollers.
Trollers. Everybody's pissed off at them at this point. It's war, people.
No shit, Sherlock. I'm sorry, did not say that.
Hey, it's already a mature rating, so let's go all out.
Okay. All right, just swear it now.
Okay, no, we don't have to go that far. Okay, anyway, back to the topic at hand. Trollers. Everybody hates them. We're tired of hearing them. How are we going to deal with this? Well, a lot of furs have a couple of good ideas. Best one I've heard so far, ignore the shit out of them. If they don't exist, they'll just stop and move on to somebody else. Best advice we can give right now, am I right?
They'll go on to somebody else's fairy tale in their dream. The trolls!
Wow.
They'll go under someone else's bridge and quit bothering us furries.
I just don't understand why they think it's so bad to
I
be a furry.
Either. I agree with you.
Seriously, one of my good friends on FA is a troll, and she just does it to piss people off for no reason.
That's not right.
Stupid.
Oh, yeah, but people do that all the time online.
Yeah, that's what trolls are. They have nothing better to do, so that's what they do.
Yeah, and also about ignoring part, most of us can do that. We'll just be like, okay, they're a troll. Screw it. So we just don't talk to them, but a lot of people don't know it. Or they just take it a little too literally, so...
Yeah. Unfortunately. But if we spread the word around, and we maybe at next AnthroCon, we say, ignore the trolls. But doesn't that sound kind of epic and mythic? Furries versus the trolls? It's mythic! It's like fantasy-based!
Yeah, you're going to see us at the next
Middle-earth is more up. Come on!
You're going to see us at the next AnthroCon.
It's a
new game!
You're going to see us at the next AnthroCon with, like, medieval armor on. We're going to fight the trolls!
Yes, let's fight the trolls that are trying to bring this unity to the kingdom of FA!
Dress up as goats.
So it's just FA. It's like YouTube and stuff.
Go comment.
Did you say in the last podcast not to violent action? Wait. Oh, well.
Who crosses the bridge that the troll's under?
Everybody.
Everybody.
We discovered the trolls.
For those viewers that are listening, there is a furry out on FA that most of the people in this actual podcast know of. His name is Devious Von Bane, or Devious Bane in general, and he's a guy you really want to look out for. He's a troller of that. He's affected Silver, Zisanna, Frag, TH, me, basically a lot of the people in this podcast, so a warning to any...
Not me, I'm lucky.
Yes, very lucky. So a warning out to anybody who is listening to this, if you
don't
get...
respond.
Yes, if you get something from him, just leave him alone, block him, whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Yep.
Unless, of course, this is a troller is indeed listening to this, then you just made yourself a new friend.
Go block yourself.
Go fluff yourself, yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Don't die laughing, Susanna. I know you.
Okay.
Wait, what?
So.
Sorry, I was interrupted.
Oh, don't die laughing, Susanna, because you usually
die. Oh, yeah, I usually do die laughing, don't I?
All right. Next topic on our list, Anthrocon. None of us went.
None of us went. We all wanted to, though. It's a sad thing. Now, about the whole Anthrocon, what exactly does everybody think about it? Like, is it something that they really want to go to? Well,
hells yes. Let me go first on this. At first, I was really skeptic about it after, like, all the rumors. Okay, maybe I listened to some of them, but I'm also listening to two in them and have the reactions here, and I hear from other furs about what goes on there, and I'm a little bit, but I started looking it up, and it actually looks really fun. It's really tame.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually go on at the convention center. Whatever goes on in the hotels is another story.
I'm not really into cons that much. Like, over here we have something called SakuraCon, and I don't go there because everything's overpriced.
Dude, SakuraCon sucks though.
Shut up. And so I think AthroCon is gonna be a little overpriced too. So now that it seems kind of hot because everyone's wearing one of those furs. It's sweating all over the place.
It's not like you're going to be rubbing on them. Like, oh, hi, rub.
Oh my god.
New greeting.
You're Gamesh.
I've always wondered, if you would go to that, there's like two dog people and furry people, would they like sniff each other's butts? Or, because that's how furry, you know, dogs do
You can't forget there aren't still crazy furs out there.
Wash your ass. Then again, you also can't forget. Then again, you also can't forget that there is humans under the fursuits, though furry is a category. They'll still act with somewhat of a human decency.
Humans are animals, too.
That'd be so stupid. Someone's like,
retarded animals.
Somebody sniffing someone's butt and is like, oh my god, take a bath, man.
So, about Anthrocon, like, I'd really want to go. I'd really want to go to Anthrocon because I find it's like a lot of my friends talk about that place, and I know that at some point, when they all eventually do, that would be like the time I'd want to go. So then that way I can meet all my friends that I've seen like online and I've talked to them, and it's a good way
I'm planning for next year. I'm hoping, Trent, you do the same.
Yep.
And whoever else wants to go. It's if certain situations play out. Maybe you'll see us at Anthrocon next year.
Yes,
some of us.
Because you're a lazy bum.
Also, we can't forget for anybody like any of our friends, like Dre's friends or our friends that are listening to this or even in this podcast, for example. For instance, me and Dre are going to be going on a road trip, I guess you could say, through the States in about 5 months from now, I'd say. We're going to be driving. Yeah, I remember you said we were going to be driving around, get a car.
No, I don't remember this. We'll talk about it later.
Either way, it was talked about, and somewhat rough of a plan was made, and we will be going around through various places, trying to visit friends and such. And
like I said, it all depends on situations.
Yes, and possible mates. So, at that point, if anybody lives within, we still have many plans to make. But at some point, anybody wants us to drop by, let us know. Give us a hit us up on a note.
No one knows us. Why do they want us to come to their house?
Well, AJ, AJ,
we're gonna drive across an ocean.
Hey, Trent. It makes you sound like you're a pimp.
But Harry Potter, we can't have magical flying cars.
Trent, you made yourself sound like a pimp or something. It's like, some of our mates. Like, what?
We're gonna drop by and visit you.
There's no way that you guys are gonna visit
magical
me.
James Bond car.
There is absolutely no way you guys will drive down to see me alone.
Why not? Anyways, we're getting off topic right now. AnthroCon.
Oh, yeah.
AnthroCon. We are really off topic. My bad. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's not random talk yet. Okay.
It will be.
It's all your fault. Anyway, so AnthroCon. Sounds like fun. I've done a lot of research.
The reason why I want to go to AnthroCon's because there's a lot of good artists there that I like to meet. And
same here.
And also because I want a badge. Probably.
I want a badge.
I want
to
be my badge.
Yeah, like
Pokemon badge.
In EtherCon, people give you a badge. Like, it says your name and your...
And your persona.
Persona on it.
It's called a con badge. For that, it's called a con badge.
I don't think I'll ever get the money for that.
Some people I saw on Furpedia, I saw someone with his whole jacket covered in the freaking con badge, and I was like, that's crazy.
How does he have so many? Does he ask everyone?
He wants everyone to know him. Look at me!
Oh, is it all the same badge?
No, it's all different badge from different people.
What? So he's like, hey, can I have your badge? Thanks, I'm just gonna put it on my phone.
I got an Earth badge!
See, mission people to draw him and then draw him a badge. So he has
you're being really quiet again.
Different artists.
So they all don't say, try and talk. He said they didn't.
Here, let Sire talk, the magical Sire who never talks. Got anything to say about Anthrocon?
No, I'm not going. I don't have any money. And if I did, I probably would, though.
Well, no, do you have anything to say about it? Would you like to go?
I'd like to.
Really?
He'd be crashing down buildings.
Go all back. Yeah.
Pennsylvania. Here comes Sai, the macro, sir.
I didn't say anything.
The macros aren't. Anyway. So, let's move on.
Power to macro.
Move on.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Virginity.
What?
Yay! Power to virgin.
Okay.
I like this one, too.
Yeah, touching back sort of bit about last podcast about the stereotypes. Virginity, we didn't really get to talk about all that much. It is kind of an interesting thought, too, because most furs are still virgins, which is odd, because how are people finding the sex addicts is my question.
Yes. A lot of furs, like in this podcast, for example, I don't know how many virgins we have, but I know we have at least two. So, anyways, we have at least two virgins in here, and everybody else here has had a mate that they have been that close enough to, and they didn't just give it out all willy nilly like street workers for the pimps, for lack of a better, more harsh term. Anyways. Saying that, it kind of gets rid of the whole stereotype of that they're all sex addicts, considering a lot of the furs I know are still virgins. Right? Like, Zeph, what do you think about this, considering you are one?
You kind of threw me out there under the bus, eh?
You should have mentioned it in the last podcast.
Yeah, Well, people say that, like, furs are sex addicts, but if you consider, like, a drawing of your fursona having sex with your mate, like, as having sex in real life, then they obviously have some warped sense of reality.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know, if someone drawing a picture of sex doesn't mean that they had sex that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's like someone drawing porn. You know, if someone drew porn, that doesn't mean that they have any experience with sex. Exactly. You know, they just know the dynamics of it. That's my two cents.
Yeah. Sai, I'm just asking. I'm just curious because I want to get everybody's opinion. Sai, Sober, anybody?
It's just people daydreaming.
Okay,
so I guess we're kind of done with this topic, I guess. Are we?
Yeah. It's short, sweet, to the point.
Yeah, but it just proves again that all of them are sex addicts, and that
that's been explained time and time again. But
yes,
we can say it until we're blue in the face, but no one's gonna believe us. So
pretty much.
We're just reaffirming ourselves. Yay!
Well, I am happy that I'm a virgin. I'm proud of that, and pride is a sin. For the Catholics,
not 41 years old.
You're going to
for the Catholics, not me. I'm not really into that. Anyway,
Aaron, to pop your cherry or the blueberry in this situation. Anyway, inside joke. You know, it's gonna find out.
Let's avoid the main thing. On
we did. We did skip the topic that I'd really like to talk about.
Oh, what's the topic?
About like how Pokemon and if they should be considered furs or like Digimon or others of that type. And I definitely
I say yes.
Yeah, I think that they should be considering I am one. Well, but not just that, but in my opinion. That,
I said yes.
They're creative creatures. I mean, just because you're a furry, you know,
and a unicorn,
but like, you know, but Pokemon count because you can make them your own. I know it's kind of bogus, but you can do more than change their color. You can give them attributes that they've never had before.
Accessories.
And even if they're not unique, I mean, I still have to shape my character, but even if they're not quite, you know, different than the rest, I still think they should be counted.
Yeah, I think they should too, because in the end, like, you have like a bunch of people, like the wolves, those are animals too, and this is just like a cartoon show, and that's their form of their wolf, their wildlife, and the wolf is our form of wildlife, so why can't we use the TV shows, right?
Hey, Trent, I'm going to cut you off there for a sec.
I'm sorry.
Josh has a very interesting comment to say. He says, Pokemon are furs just so we can say, hey, furry hater, you're playing a furry game.
That was for me.
Yeah. But also, my question is, why won't Pokemon be considered a fur? Why won't
you? Unless it's like Mr. Mime or something.
Because some of them are just like plain old animals, and because sometimes people have to actually like draw them as more and like anthropomorphized to have it count as furry. I don't know.
Yeah, dude,
well,
that would be super
look at Mr. Mime and Jinx. Well, you wouldn't consider them furs, though. There's like exceptions.
Wait, but they're just like people, so to speak.
They're retarded.
Mr. Mime's not retarded.
Yes, he is. All he does is go mime.
Yeah, but he and create walls.
Hey, think about this too. He's a crappy mind because he talks.
I know.
You had a good point.
He's ashamed of what his name is. Anyway, if I could throw in my two cents.
Even though he talks.
Pokemon and Digimon like that, or even Sonic. They're fantasy characters, just like the dragon, just like the unicorn. They're fantasy, so of course they can be furs.
Exactly.
All are welcome.
This is kind of like I made a journal asking if Chewbacca was considered a furry a while ago.
Well, he doesn't really talk. He just kind of growls at people. So he's kind of like a bear. He's an incomprehensible bear. Or Yeti or some sort.
He's a bear.
See, he's a real furry.
Wait, so who are we talking about?
Chewbacca.
Okay. I said, they asked me what they were talking about, and they're talking about Chupacabra. Wait.
Chupacabra.
Oh, God. I just slapped myself in the face.
No, I'll slap you again.
Don't slap me.
Hey, we haven't said the slap word of the week yet.
Yeah.
Oh, size slap word of the week.
That comes later.
Slap word of the week.
I keep ruining everything. I'm just going to shut up now.
No,
okay.
Oh, don't be like that. Well, might as well get it over.
Special.
What's the slap word of the week?
What
is it? Special?
Special.
Okay, everybody heard it. You hear somebody say special, give them a slap. Give them it on the arm, face, butt. I don't care where. Just slap them.
Slap, Draven.
That slap could be as hard as you want. Have fun with it. Okay, next topic.
Chewbacca.
Stealing art.
Chewbacca.
Is Chewbacca a chupacabra?
Chewbacca.
Beware the chupacabra.
It's the chupacabra. No, it's just Chewbacca.
Same
difference.
Yeah. Moving
okay.
On. Stealing art. Okay. What should we talk about? I don't know why people even steal art.
Well, it's because they want to get credit for things they didn't do, so they seem like, I don't know, better artists or something online. Or in my friend's case, someone stole his art that he had up on DeviantArt and then made it a birthday cake topping that they sold on eBay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Never
I mean, he was
kind of
happy
like
that. About that, you know, they would steal it, but also, I mean, he was mad that they stole it, but he was kind of, you know, happy that they would actually go through the trouble of stealing it.
They was that well known that somebody would actually steal his art. Yes.
Like, I remember in Newgrounds, and we all know Twinkle Says, right?
No.
Who's that?
Well, Twinkle says. Anyway, she makes a lot of Flash games. You know, the adult one. Anyway, so someone stole hers and put it on Newgrounds saying that it's theirs. I don't get why they did it. It's Newgrounds. Out of all places.
That's true.
I mean, why in Newgrounds?
I have no idea. Of course, people, plagiarism is bad. It's good for practice, but don't post it, people. Come on.
Yeah, it's also good for school.
Come on.
Yeah, one of my friends, actually, Winter Snowwolf, she had ran into an incident of both a troll and an art stealer. She had a guy had, it wasn't so much an art stealer, but he took a picture. He took her picture that she had posted on FA, screwed around with it and put it on his YouTube account, and then was also just completely bitching about furries and that. And that went on for about 3 days until I'm not even sure what happened, but I know she stopped actually complaining about it. But yeah, like, that's some people who just steal the art are also just trolls as well. So. Hey,
Trent.
Yes?
The way that you made it sounds like there's some, like monsters in it. like a troll and an art dealer.
Okay, I can already see that everybody wants to get to this segment. So, are we all good on the stealing art stuff? Everybody get their ventation out? It's not right, yes. But okay.
Also, what? I'm gonna go a little bit more on this. But stealing art is not necessarily meaning, tracing and stuff, where people usually says you traced my art, it's bad.
I am.
I do agree tracing will not help you on drawing at all.
Well, a little.
Copying from, not putting the paper over a picture, but having right next to it and drawing will help because you'll know what to do. But tracing won't help you, so.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say tracing isn't stealing, but it's considered one, practically.
Dude, that's so out of the blue.
Why would you bother pasting, putting up something that you traced, though?
Because they want to impress other people. Like, say, hey,
I don't know who would be impressed by a tracing.
You will be if you didn't know that
I traced
it.
I'm so cool.
Like, my cousin traces, and she says she drew it with her bare hand without any
help
or a picture. So I was like, okay, it's pretty
great.
Awesome.
If they don't know it's traced, then it'll impress people.
But then once they know it's traced, it off.
Yeah, then they're blamed, and the trolls will come in.
They're like, hey, I saw that on the internet. And she's like, yeah.
The trolls will smell that a mile away and then start looking.
Well, see, I didn't know what was it.
Trace, trace.
Zis was trying to say something. Zis and Silva.
I occasionally take different poses, but I mean, if you trace the entire thing, I think that's stupid. I mean, I like my friend, she was making the cute little butt slushy icons that you see all over FA now.
Oh,
and
because
originally it was made like 3 years ago, and some girl picked it up and found it and started making them again, but she was charging like an insane amount, so my friend started making them herself, because I mean, it's just a picture and you just color it differently. And it's not traced or anything. Well, it is traced. And the girl who found it and started redoing it again actually got mad at her and threatened her to report her for copying when she actually copied it herself.
That's what we call a hypocrite.
That, people, is what I like to call a suicide bomb, basically. Because what you're doing is you're getting... No, because think about it. You're getting somebody else in trouble and getting yourself in trouble at the same thing for the exact same problem. She's gonna go complain to admins about copyright, even though she herself just copyrighted it as well. It's the same problem. You're causing trouble for yourself with the same problem for another person. So it's pointless. It's stupid. It's not really worth it.
Okay. So I think all has been said about this topic. We should really move on, I hate to say. But this is a little thing I want to do is, since we have a couple of non-furs with us this time, if they can pay attention for a few seconds, both of them.
Sort of.
This is a mini sort of interview from furs to non-furs. Okay, what is your interpretation on the fandom, is what I want to know.
Well, based on what I've, like you know, heard of and seen now, it's just kind of like, I don't know, furries are just people who like to see, like, anthropomorphized animals slash characters just doing stuff in general.
Wow, you're growing, buddy.
That's about it.
And how about you, Richard?
Just like people who like animals kind of thing.
No, that's different though.
Yes, we don't like to butt rape the animals.
Well, it's not like, hey, cat, I'm gonna right now because I really...
Exactly. We're not zoophiles. Well, some of us are, and that's probably what drew him to this, but not everybody in the fandom is like that. A good, like, 2% is like that.
Okay, so any other questions to them?
Yeah, when you first heard your best friend was, what was your first initial reaction? I want to know that.
I just kind of said, okay, because my initial, like, I guess encounter, you could say, was him wearing, like, dog ears and a tail, and yeah, so I'm like, okay, whatever.
Okay. Father, see, I didn't know that about
it's a shame not everybody has friends like that. Like, I've told... two or three of my friends, I was furry. One of them got okay. One of them I got an okay. Another one asked me what it was, and I told him what it was, and he said it was okay. And it's sad how some people don't have as accepting friends like that. Like Falk, for example, the poor guy, he had all this terrible crap happen to him because his friends were like those bastards that weren't accepting of it, and it's not right. Everybody should have.
They went to actual lengths to like try to beat him up, and
he almost got killed because he was a furry. He almost got killed.
That's
well. One thing you gotta remember is most people's visions of furries are from CSI and like 4chan and stuff. They don't really know what it is.
Thank God I've never seen that CSI episode.
Oh, I mean, I've heard really bad things. When my mom found out, she's like, no.
Yeah, that I heard about it. I never actually saw it. I'm going to shut up now so other people can talk.
Yeah, Zeph, you're being kind of quiet, I noticed.
Yeah, I'm trying not to cut people off. I'm waiting for the random segment. Then I can.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up next. I pretty much ran out of questions. Does anybody have any questions for the non-furs?
Would you ever consider being a fur?
I guess. How lucky is sure.
Well, like, maybe if, like, someday my friend was like, hey, you want $5?
quick, give him $5.
So we have a recruiting fee now.
buy him a tail and dog ears.
I'd be like, I can buy, like, 5 cheeseburgers with no at some
join
past.
The furry side, we have cookies.
Forward.
Lots of cookies.
Forward. Buy him a tail and dog ears. Oh my god.
Cookies!
So any other questions to them?
Not really.
Okay, so my question.
Wait.
Got anything?
Hey, you can't ask a question.
Okay, my question to them
were your
is, okay. What would you feel? Like, you're my friends. So what would you feel if there was an extreme furry hater just totally ripping out on me and my friends?
I just kind of point at them and laugh.
What? So you're standing right there and he's like, oh, you gay furries, and then you're just going to sit down.
You've been tall, perfect, all that. Yeah, the common line we always get is yiff in hell for fags. That's what
some of them don't even know what yiff means. They're just going off of what other people said.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to know what Yiff is? There's a link to a picture of Yiff. Ta-da!
So, it seems that this is slowly coming down to... this is starting to wind down now.
A little bit, but... non-furs, do you have any questions for us?
Yes, I actually do.
This actually kind of feels like a children's show where like they look out past the screen and they're like, hi there, do you have any questions? That's a very good question.
No, you tried to say it.
They're shadowed figures behind glass to protect their identities.
You in the back row.
Okay, they have questions for us. Let us answer their questions.
So my question from a non-fur to furs is that what was your initial reaction when you first got like introduced to the whole like furry fandom stuff?
Oh, I have a good example of that. I've been drawing for since I've been in like the eighth grade. And I didn't even know what it was till 3 months ago. Because my friend... Because I've been doing comics. I have a comic over 1,000 pages. It's the main character is a furry. I didn't realize it's what it was. Because I've always watched the anime. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And I would make them instead of just the cat ears have the whole fur attribute and stuff. And then I went to my college last year. My friend Dev showed me FA, and I'm like, oh, this is amazing, and I had no idea. So it was nice finding people who like drawing like I did. And...
Okay, so Silver, what was your reaction?
My reaction?
How did you?
I was not like in shock or anything. I was like, oh, wow, I just figured out I'm a freaking furry. Nothing wrong with that, really. My story short. Okay, your turn.
Okay, well, since I'm probably the longest-lasting member of the fandom, since I'm, like, 3 to 5 years into this, I can't remember. Wow. Yeah.
Don't forget you introduced me to it, so you
yes,
can describe
I got
my reaction.
So, for me, my stepdad pretty much got me into it. When I moved to Colorado, I met a bunch of his old roomies who were all furs, and they were all nice people, and then that's when I first found out about it. And then I started looking up at the porn. I'm going to admit. And it kind of started from there. I told myself it would only be for the arts. And of course, it spurred on to now I want to go to Anthrocon and get a fursuit. I broke my own promise to myself.
Yeah.
It wears on you.
And to read, what Frag had said, this is a exact quote of what he had said. He said, "For me, I knew a furry as a friend for like 5 years, but I never looked up pictures until I met my mate Silver. At first, it was I'm kind of terrible at reading right now. At first, it was kind of a little not shocking, but more of a huge adjustment. It took a while to get used to, and that's what he had said.
The great old producer trying to get his word in.
Yep, Frag, he does not have a mic, so he is currently recording. He is like the producer, manager, and everything else. So, yes, thank him for starting this off.
Go, Frag!
Okay. Yes. Go, Sai. How about you?
Oh, as for me, it was just, I kind of found it out on my own. I was interested in a few things, and I was wondering if anyone else was interested in the same things I was, so I looked it up, and then I found FA, and I thought, whoa, there are other people like me.
Cool.
And I made an account. I wasn't quite sure if I should. I was really shy at first, but then over time, I just got used to it.
See,
I've only been in the fandom for about 4 months.
Yeah.
I have been in the fandom since last October of 2008, which is when I had moved in with Draven, and he introduced me to the furry fandom. And,
guilty.
Yep. And about 3 or 4 months ago, I started thinking about it and looking at, like, after looking over so many of the things, like the TV shows, the Pokemon, the Digimon, everything else. After looking over all the cartoons and the things I used to draw, I realized I was a furry since I was a kid, but I didn't actually learn of the furry fandom. Like, if somebody had known me, I would have been put into the furry fandom, but at no point I actually knew what it was. Like, one time in high school, I'm drawing a picture, and my friend looks over at me, he's like, "You're such a furry." I'm like, I don't know what that is, but thank you. I'm like, thank you. I am a furry. Thank you. And then I move in with Dre. I'm like, oh, that's what he meant. Awesome.
Nice.
So, any other questions?
No, I'm good.
Talk.
Everybody's good? Okay. Now to our new favorite section, apparently, random talk. We get to be ourselves for once. We'll try. What was the conversation we were having about how there's like in the Pokemon world there happens to be no crap anywhere? anywhere. I mean, there's tens of thousands of Pokemon, and you don't see any piles of crap anywhere.
Ew.
Because they eat it.
It's nasty.
You also see no graveyards of people, so obviously they live forever.
That too. Another thing. Asher's been 12 for how many years now?
He's immortal.
Oh, no, 10 years old. I'm sorry. They leave at 10.
He got turned into the Rock in the first movie and turned back, he became immortal.
What? Yeah, that's right. He turned into a rock in the first movie. That was, like, so old.
Yes. Ever since that, he is immortal. He will not die no matter what.
Did he messed up? When he gets unfrozen from the stone, he's like, what's all these tears doing on me? Ew, get it off.
That made me cry so
I'm
much.
Wet.
Kid. I watched that so many times.
I cried every time I watch it.
I cried every time.
I know. I think everybody cried during that.
Oh.
I know I did. I'll admit
but
it.
But when is he going to hit puberty? I mean, come on.
Well, actually, if you listen to the the new episodes, because my brother watches it, his voice, they had a different voice actor. Or this person hit puberty because he's like a lot lower tone voice or something.
But you've never seen him have a birthday yet.
I think, the old voice actor died.
I don't think he died.
Like the person who did Caillou?
Who?
The chemo patient kid.
The little bald.
He only has three hairs on his head. He looks like Charlie Brown.
Okay, I've never figured this out. What's Pikachu's gender?
That's a good question.
That is a very good question. Is it a guy or a girl? They talk to me very unisexually.
Here's another question. Why do no Pokemon have a butthole?
Because it's a kid show.
It's flat.
Eggs, but they don't have genitals.
Wait, where did eggs come out of? I never figured that out.
It's like, why do all Pokemon lay eggs? Aren't they mammals?
Did you say where do the legs come out of?
Comes out of the mouth.
You have to be alpha.
The OP is the mouth, so that's where they got to be coming from.
This is for kids, so maybe they didn't really think that far into it, and people are just tossing in common physiology now.
Well, all you have to do is draw a little X under their tail.
God.
It's just an X. That's all you have to do. Just two lines.
I love how the letter X is related to porn.
X is related to everything. It could be
everything dirty. I mean, if you added an X,
you'd
have to censor Pokemon. Because of just an X.
Oh no,
Cyclone
friend died because they're talking about Pokemon. And
oh yeah, I bet Cy remembers the Macro Pokemon episode.
Yeah, the island of Macro Pokemon. I know that probably spurred on something right there.
I remember that one too.
I don't.
Clear.
Super old.
Dude, it's like in the first season, dude.
Which one?
And the one with like all these like giant Pokemon. It turns out they're all
robots, but still.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's wide-eyed now.
Pokemon got lost in the
island. Sai! I gotta revive Sai! Clear!
Well, yeah, Sai's wide-eyed now. We got his attention.
Sai, clear!
Aww.
There we go.
Clear!
Yeah.
Super effective.
But Sai's a fire.
I got a question about Pokemon.
Okay.
If you capture them in a Pokeball and you lose the Pokeball, are they trapped in there forever?
I think they went over this like at one point. I think they do get stuck in there forever, or they die eventually or something.
He summoned a skeleton after a while.
No! It's like, no, Squirtle and just like a shell.
I should.
What if you
forget you had a Pokeball? Like, you only use, like, 5 out of 6 of your Pokeballs, and you forgot about that one. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I have this. Go! And you never let it out. You forgot to feed it.
Oh, God!
Wait. Pokemon never die, though.
They do? Yeah,
there's
a tower that's full of,
Ghostly, Ghastlies, and freaking
Gengar. Yeah, but
they're ghosts. They're ghosts of Pokemon.
Oh, I just saw something
kind of interesting. You never see
Pokemon die, it becomes one of them.
And why hasn't Team Rocket given up on Pikachu? I mean, come on.
You know why? Because they're stalkers.
Maybe they became like maskists after being electrocuted by Pikachu so many times that now they crave being electrocuted by him.
They're like 10 years old, apparently. So they're pedophiles. They're stalking him.
Draven.
Hey,
Draven, you'd be funny. If you catch, like, a Snorlax, and then you wait a long time and then let him out, and he's all anorexic-looking.
Wait, it's just like the outside world, where there's food and everything you need in there.
But then why don't we go live inside a Pokeball?
We can't. That's the thing.
Why?
It's world of hunger.
This artificial world.
Even all the creatures, they get fed in the Pokeball.
What will happen if you release the Pokemon into a small area? Like, you like, drop it into, like, a tube to release it?
Oh, God.
What will happen if you shoot the laser? Shoot the laser in a hall of mirrors.
Oh. You hit yourself.
That's how you clone Pokemon.
What happened if you cross the beams, too? Like, what did it, like, genetically splice how new species are made? They, like, just cross the beams in the DNA. They make a new one. Like, Porygon.
Kill me.
It's like a hole on the floor.
What if you had, like, and that, mixes of Pokemon? And that kid's, like a Charmander and a Squirtle.
Turtle.
Charmander.
Charmander.
Making a comic about that. Never put a Furby in a microwave. It's going to be a funny comic.
Speaking of comics, the cast strip of the Fluff House is up if you guys are interested in checking that out.
Okay, this chat's been going on 51 minutes. I think it's damn
it's long. Not an hour yet. We still got.
No, we need to cut it because an hour is too long. Gonna be like, what the hell? It should have been over a while ago.
Here's an idea. How about they cut it? How about it's cut into segments?
Yeah, that would work a little bit better. Bear with us, people.
Sorry.
They're like, yes, we're sorry.
We love to talk, as you can see.
We're sorry, people. We just get going, and we just don't know when to shut up. A week does a lot to you.
Yeah, because we want to talk about so much. And then
so
we
much
get
happened
to do it
in
once
the Fluff
week.
House.
You only get to see us once a week. Cherish the moment. We're here.
Yeah, come on, if you love us.
Watch our viewers
love us. Shout us
because of that comment.
Because
of the comment, our viewing's gonna drop. Like, watch us if you love us.
You have two watchers.
All the watchers disappear. Okay, so yeah, let's move this along. Okay, we're done with the random talk. Artist spotlight. I think Trent Wine do. Spotlight our one and only diehard fan, AJ.
Yes, our one and only diehard fan. Can anybody remember his full name? Because all I can remember
AJ93,
our one and only diehard fan.
He's our only diehard fan. We can't even remember his full name. Aren't we great?
I'm sorry. I only ever remember AJ because that's what I always call him. Because I've been friends with him for about 4 months now, and as soon as the first...
As soon as you got to the fandom.
Yeah, pretty much, and, well, that's been almost a year now, but anyways, pretty much, he's, since the first submission to Furry Talk, he's advertised us, he's talked about us, he's commented on our pages, faved works from me, and I don't know how many others, so I think he really deserves it. Plus,
he's watched everybody in the cast, I think.
Yeah, I know. He's diehard. He's been promoting us, too.
He's a diehard fan, and the fact that he does really good Keyblade pictures, like, he does really good Keyblade pictures. He makes his own custom Keyblades. Yes, he makes really good things. So I think he should be, like, the main up-and-coming artist that's going on.
Hint, hint. Yes. To all you other people listening out there, if you want to be mentioned... Start being an Uber fan.
start buttering us up. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, suck up.
Shower us with gifts.
Well, not,
also,
well, not
I think you wanted to add a fan mail section.
Yes, can anybody else tell that? Because I'm done with talking. I want everybody else to have a turn.
Yeah,
shut up.
Fan mail. Shower us with notes. comments, whatever, we'll probably
not
start.
Water, please.
Not
yes,
not
yes, water.
Yes, Sai is, after all, charming.
Ever so heard. It's super about effective.
Anybody going to mention about the journal?
Also, we are really open to whatever you want us to talk about.
Yeah.
Because we're coming up with whatever we want to talk about right now. We go off track a lot, so.
Yes.
More or less talk about something, then say it.
Yeah, what are you guys interested in? Tell us, we'll talk about it.
Question the
Give
cast.
Give us your 2 cents.
Question the cast about us, if you want. Like, if you want to know anything about anybody here, just ask a question.
Yeah, exactly. We'll show up in the fan mail, we'll ask if you want to know anything about us, we'll be glad to answer. I think we're all an open book here.
There is, we were talking about this earlier, how we would be making a journal talking about the topics that will be in the following week's Furry Talk. And people will be, if they're watching the account profile, whatever, that they can comment on it, give us suggestions, tell us what they think, and we can talk about what they, like, make quotes, referrals to what they think.
Yep.
That pretty much sums everything up, so...
Yep.
Everybody. Anything those are a hefty little sign-off there.
Yes. So...
Alright. You okay, guys? You know what's funny?
Non-furries. This has been Furry Talk. This has been Furry Talk from the Fluff House. The furry fandom...
All good night.
On the lighter side.
The furry fandom on the lighter side. Good night, everybody.
Kill some trolls.